Okay, let's get into Shkalim Daf Beis, the first daf in Shkalim, a new Masechta, and we'll talk about the Isser of Kilayim today, because the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Shkalim, Be'echad Ba'adar, on the first day of Adar, is when they made announcements, Mashmin ala Shkalim ala Kilayim. That's the day that Bezdin made their announcements about the Shkalim. They told everybody to bring their Shkalim, so that they would be able to have the Shkalim within a month, to be able to bring the Karbanos Tzibur in Nisan from the newly collected Shkalim, and also the Al HaKilayim, and also they announced about Kilayim, because this is after the winter, and things have overgrown, and things are mixed in with each other, and therefore, Bezdin goes out and announces that one should go out to their fields and rip out all of the Kilayim. The Mishnahs continue and say that if people don't listen, right, the Mishnah on Daf Gimel, on Tamar's Daf, Barishona Yaokun Mashlicha Lefneim, originally Bezdin used to go out and do it for them, and throw down the roots after ripping it out. Misha Rabu Ovri Aveira, the Ovri Aveira were very happy about that. They had Bezdin do their work for them. Hayim Ashlichan Ledrachim. They used to not throw it to their, in front of their feet, that they could use it. They used to throw it to the roads. And Misha Rabu, sorry, Hiskinu Shimafkirin Eskola Sada. And then eventually they said, you know what, we shouldn't do the work for them. So therefore they would just mafkir the whole Sada. And in that way that would make sure that people did what they were supposed to do. But either way, this is the issue of Shkalim that comes up, the issue of Kilayim that comes up here. There is one Devar Drush, which I think we've mentioned, and that is, what is there a substantive connection between Shkalim and Kilayim? Shkalim symbolize Achdus. Shkalim symbolize everybody's only a Machzis HaShekel, and therefore they're connected to each other. Kilayim is obviously an inappropriate mixture. So even with all of our Achdus, we have to have Achdus, we have to make sure that it's not Achdus with Kilayim. Not Achdus with something that will negatively affect us in a way that is so inappropriate that it overrides any type of Achdus being possible. Okay, so let's talk about the Isser of Kilayim. We know the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnayos through Maseches Kilayim discuss the different types of Kilayim. There are five types of Kilayim. We're going to focus on one of them today. The Mishnayos and Kilayim discuss that there are Kilai Zra'im, there are Kilai HaKerem, which is Aser Behana, so Kilai Zra'im, Kilai HaKerem. Then there's Kilai Behema, the two types of Kilai Behema. Kilai Behema cross breeding animals and cross working animals. And there are Kilai Begadim, which is also called Shatnez. That's what the Masechta is about. So you have all these five types of Kilayim. We'll focus on Kilai Zra'im, which is what's spoken about here as well. And we'll start off with a question that's dealt with based on the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Beis. Gemara Bava Basra Daf Beis quotes a Braisa that discusses Kilayim. And the Braisa says, Mechitas Akeren Shenifritz. Remember, the beginning of Bava Basra is all about walls between neighbors. So what happens if you have a wall between neighbors and the wall falls down? So the context there is about what are the chiyuvim of each of the neighbors. So the Braisa says, Mechitas Akeren Shenifritz. So Omer Lo Gadar. So we tell him, every word here is discussed by the Rishonim. Omrim Lo. So who do you say to? So Rashi says, the Baal HaKerem. The Baal HaKerem, right? The Mechitas HaKerem. The Kerem is going to Aser the Zra'im. Again, I mentioned before, we're going to speak about Zra'im. We're going to speak about Zra'im and Kerem, not be Mechalik for our purposes today. We keep telling him to close up his field, right? You have to separate between the Kerem and the Zra'im. Rashi, Shlo Yasru Gefanecha, Es Tvuas Asad, Mishib Kalayim. You have to put up a wall, right? If it falls out again, we tell him to close it up again. Omer Lo Gadar, Nisya'e Shemena. Once he says, forget it, I'm not going to put up the wall again because it's such a pain, right? Velo gadre, he decided not to put it up again. Hareza kidesh, that becomes aser b'hana because it's kilei akerem b'chayev achriyuso, and he is chayev for the damage that is caused by not putting up the fence. Tosis points out dafka only if it's nisyayish, if he for sure is not going to put up the fence again, but if he's osek in putting it up and he just hasn't gotten there yet, so then that's not a problem. That's one of the chidushim of kilayim also, that you need ratzon, you need nichusa of the owner. So either way, you have to put up a wall in order to make sure it's not kilayim. After he's shown him, how would a wall help exactly? So a wall would help so that above the ground, the kilayim aren't mixed with each other. But what about below the ground? Right? Aren't they going to be mixed? Aren't their roots going to be mixed? So how does it help that only above the ground it will be prevented? So some Rishonim, the Me'iri quotes a Deya, and the Rimi Gash also quotes a day on Daf Yud Ches, the Meiri here, the Rimi guys there on Daf Yud Ches, says, Inachinami, when it says a wall has to be put up, it doesn't just mean a wall above ground, it means a wall below ground. The Rimi Gash says, Ulamada Bafarish Nami Lahayar Chaka Mishum Kilayim Hu Kivan Shadavar Barer Biadenu Shisr Kilayim Tali Bishne Dvarim. Says the Rimi Gash that the Isr Kilayim is Tali on two things. Number one, Ha'echad Shalo Yu Hashrashim Yonkim Zeim Zeh. The roots cannot be nourishing from each other. Vasheni Shalo Yu Sharasheim Misarvim Zeim Zeh. Mipnei Maris Ha'ayin. They can't be mixed in with each other. Kidamin and Hasam, like we learned there in the Mishnah Kilayim, L'inyan Aruga. But Yerbovu Bitilat Hashura. Once something looks mixed up, it was Matil Hashura. Ha'cha Avagav De Mishum Hanakas Sharashim Shalmata Leka Ta'ika Tsunma Demafsika. We're talking about a case with this rock, is rocky ground underneath the ground, so therefore the roots are not being connected. Mishum Irbav Shrashim Shalmala Mihaika Mishumachi Tzarach Laharchik. And that's what you have to be marchik. So he assumes, the Rimi Gash assumes, that we're talking about a case where there's rocky ground underneath. So that's where the roots are not being irma arbev with each other, and therefore you only have to worry about what is on top. Good. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yona, here in Baal Basra on Dav Beis, Rabbeinu Yona says, no, that is not true. Says that you don't need a wall under that. It's not the pasus of the Gemara either. Says Rabbeinu Yona that venerally mikan hadetzan how you get there beitayim. Says omech legader, says omech legader. That which it says that as long as you have a gather in between, you're good enough. Dafka begather shall esar tvachim. You need a gather of 10 tvachim high, which is the halachic status of a wall. To bahachi mimna mila avar, and that's where. Besada chaver lizmar v'laros. That also is why you wouldn't go to your friend's field to and forget that it's not your field. Mitkama hacha omer lo gedor mashma. Here's the key line. For the fact that it says here, we tell him to be gedor. Uba mashma shahageder she yigdor yatir leini kilayim. Mashma that we're talking about the issue of kilayim, put up a fence so that there's no kilayim. Uba perakama de irvin mashma. If you look in irvin, it's mashma de mechitzas kilayim ke mechitzas Shabbos. We compare Shabbos to kilayim. Vein mechitzah b'chusam yasara. So just like Shabbos, you need a mechitzah that's 10 tefachim high. So too, by kilayim, you need a mechitzah that's 10 tefachim high. V'taima de milsa. Why? De mechitzah shematzeles leinyin kilayim. Afalgav the ika yinika tochar ba'amos. Even though there is yinika, there is nourishment underneath. You have a 10 tefachim high wall, but there's nourishment underneath the roots. The isa yinika min atorah kedachsim pen tukta shemalei hazera. V'tashinim minei zeru ababadosefes. Lefish isa kilayim talui b'yinika v'erbuvya. The isa kilayim is tali on yinika and erbuvya. V'kiva diga mechitza otsuras ha-pesach sulek erbuvya. What does Rabbeinu Yonah mean? If you put up a wall 10 tefachim high, so because there's a mechitza, or even a tzuras ha-pesach, which the Gemara in Erevin seems to say would work by kilayim, there's no erbuvya. So what do you mean there's no erbuvya? There's plenty of erbuvya. If you put up a tzuras ha-pesach, then for sure there's erbuvya. And even with a wall, isn't there erbuvya underneath? Right? So, right, isn't the Rimi Gash correct? Right, the Rav Shlomo Zalman points out in the Micha Shlomo in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Vav at the end that the Gemara Beferer seems to say the Rimi Gash is wrong. Right, according to the Rimi Gash, the Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't work, and it's against the Pashas of the Gemara. So, what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? How he reads the Gemara is a challenge, but that's not for us now. And if I'm going to say, right, the way it sounds like Irbuv, if I'm going to say it's a Maris Ayin issue, right, about how it looks, isn't Maris Ayin an Issa Drabanan? Right, the Mishnah in Shkalim discusses, what's the source for Maris Ayin? I shouldn't do something that looks like a problem. It's based on Psukim, but it sounds like it's a Dindrabanan. Remember that Mishnah, the Mishnah in Shkalim later on, we're going to have it in the third parak, the second Mishnah of the third parak, that when the Kohen goes in to be Torim, the Shkalim, he has to wear something that does not have any pockets or hems, nothing that people might think that he took out money in a secret way. Not even in tefillin. People will think you put money in your tefillin. Not with an amulet. maybe he'll become poor. V'yomru me'avon alishkeheni. People will say, oh, because he stole, that's why he became poor. Or the opposite. Shem yashir v'yomru mitshubas alishkeheshir. Lefi, which tells us something about Dan Lakav Chova. Lefi sha'adam tzorach lazei zidei abrios k'derech sh'tzorach lazei zidei sh'amakom. A person has to be yotze yidei abrios. We can't make it hard for people to be Dan Lakav Schus. We have to make sure that we are, it looks like we are above the law. Shene'emar, two psukim, v'yisem nekiyah me'Hashem me'Yisrael, we should be naki in the eyes of Hashem and Yisrael, v'omer in the pasuk in Mishlei, u'matzachin v'seichal tov, b'nei Elokim v'adam. So it doesn't sound like it didn't arise. The language of the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Dalet, Asru Chachamim, Beitza, Davtes, Kol Makam Sh'Asru Chachamim, Afilu B'chadri Chadar Masr. So it sounds like it's a din d'rabbanan. So what's going on here? It's a din d'rabbanan that a kol mukpeh. What's the din d'araisa then of kilayim? Just yinika. So the secret of kilayim seems to be different than other areas of halacha. It seems to be different in other areas. Says the Gemara. I'm sorry, it's not a Gemara. It's the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah in kilayim in the beginning of the second parak. The Mishnah says that if you have a area, a sa'ah, that has a base rova, kol sa'ah sheyesh bo rova bimin acher yima'et. If you have a sa'ah of something growing, and there is a rova of the sa'ah from a different min, then you have to be ma'ay, you have to somehow make it less. So make it less, you have to get rid of the kilayim. So what do? You either add more of the rest of the field, or you remove some of the iser. That's kosa shishba rova. Minacher yima, you have to make the shiurim less. Fine. Says the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah, the Rash here quotes it, Ketzad yimait, o Yosef al sa'ah, o pachos mi rova. Right, that's what you do. Make the sa'ah bigger, or make the rova less. Lochein amar Rabbi Yevo, mishim Rabbi Yochanan, kol yisurin shariba lam shogig mutter mezit asur. Ah, yes, the Yerushalmi. Isn't this an iser of mevatlin iser lachadchila? You're not allowed to be a mevatel iser lachadchila. So here, if something is aser, so you're going to be adding more. Like let's say you have some milk and chicken soup and an aser, so you're going to add on more chicken soup. Are you allowed to do that to make it now 60? So here, are you allowed to be a mevatel iser lachadchila? The Mishnah says in Trumas that only if that happened b'shogeg is mutter, but meisid you cannot make it mutter. So the Gemara answers, the Yerushalmi answers, tamon Atmar belavatel iser Torah, bramhacha atmar belavatel mepnei maris ha'ayin. So what exactly does that Yerushalmi mean? So if you look in the Rush right here, the Pirush Rush on the side of Mishnayis, here really it's batel daraisa. The whole field is mutter daraisa. It's batel. It's only a problem derabbanan amaris ha'ayin, and iser levatel lachachila does not apply by an iser derabbanan. That's how the Rosh understands the Yerushalmi. Tamanat marba levata lister min haTorah, v'kan marba levata mebnei marasa ayin, demida araisa chad betrei batal. Mida araisa is batal barov. Kiva delo irvu kedei lizroa. Vein sarach lamait ela mebnei marasa ayin, kiva nshishbo kol kachata roves, min echad nirek ima arev kedei lizroa kilayim, ukshe yado sarach laakar kol menacher shishbo v'chulu. Therefore, it's only asa drabana, so you have to get rid of the situation. Therefore, you can be marbeh because it's only also derabbanan. The problem is that the Rambam writes in Hilchas Kelayim, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, that if you're zoreya in this type of setup of sa'ah sheish bo rova, if you have this, so then loke malchus. That means that it is not also derabbanan. Says the Rambam, Zarash and Zarbo Zera Acher. Im haya echon me esrim va arbez, if it's 1/24th, could go in sa'a shal chitim. Shinis arbe bishalosh ve esrim sa'a shal sa'orim, 24, a sa'a of chitim with 23 sa'orim. Hariza asr lazroa sama urav, ache yema'i tachitim o Yosef ala sa'orim. Right, you have to get rid of the chitim, make it less, or Yosef ala sa'orim, make it more than 1/24th. Vim zara loke. And if you did Warzoreya this, then you get Malkus. Ask the Achronim. How could you get Malkus? I thought it like the Rush understood the Yerushalmi that it is Batel. It's only Aser Derabanan. So there is something Yesod, a secret here of Kilayim that maybe we have to get to. If you look in other Mishnayos of Kilayim, other Mishnayos, it depends how it looks. If you look in Mishnayos in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin a little bit later, right? Hayarosh Tar Nichitim Nichnas Betoch Sar Sarim. If you have a triangular field, let's say, and the tip of it goes into, let's say, you have a triangular field right next to a rectangular field. And the point of the triangle is right next to the rectangle. That's okay, because it looks like different fields. It's nearer kisof sadehu. Wow, so what do you mean? They're right next to each other. They're right next to me. Maybe there's a yinika underneath. Or a paragimel, halacha, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Hayrosh ter yerek nichlas tok yusof yerek acher, mutter, mneshu nirek isof sadeu. Hayazarua yerek vumavakish lita besocha shurosho yerek acher. You have one row of vegetables, you want to put next to them another row of vegetables. So what do? Rabbi Shol Omer Ashi Hatela Mafulash Rosh Hasadat Rosh, you have to have a big space in between, right? And, you know, the halacha dalet, if you ought to plant two and two of each one, then it might be better, because then he could tell each one has his own separate thing. You can't have one and one of each other. Aren't they very close? There's no walls in between, right? The triangle and the rectangle are right next to each other. So what's the secret? So two crucial sources that say the same thing. Rashi and Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, in Shabbos, daf pei dalet amibes. Rashi says, Degabi kelayim hekerahu debeinon. The low lehevi irbov, the ha akilayim kapit kra, aval yinika lochashinan afilu bekelayakarim de oraisa. The kolshigin kilayzram de rabana de lochashinan liyinika vachul. The Rashi says, and the Rambam says it also, kilayim is a context where it's all about how it looks. It's not maris ayin de rabana, it's maris ayin de oraisa. But on a de oraisa level, the definition of kilayim is how it looks. Right, and that's the Rashi that we just read. That's the Rambam at the beginning of Paragimel of Kelayim. Says the Rambam, V'sim belibcha klalam elu v'heim she'ein hochim b'kelayim ela achar maris ha'ayin. It goes by how it looks. V'chozman she'nira hatzemach muvdal menasheni harizah mutter. Afilu ayasomach lo k'mo sh'amarnu b'rosh torchitim. The Mishnah that we just read, right, the Mishnah in the second parak. Lafichach, and he continues, as long as it looks different, you could have like the Mishnah there in Shabbos about the four on the four sides of the field and one diamond in the middle, as long as it looks different. That's the psalm of the Yerushalmi, according to the Rambam. It's not that, right, how could you be marbez and a mevadel l'sachachila, right, so what's the answer? The answer is that no, this is really batel midaraisa. No, the answer is no. This is not a question of bitel l'sachachila. Right now, it's only us or Mishum, how it looks. So if I add on, I'm removing, I'm not being Mevatel the Isser, I'm removing the situation of Isser. And therefore, it's not going to look like Irbuv anymore. Memela, it's going to be Mutter. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. Bram, Taman, Atmar, Belevatel Isser Torah. There, it's a situation of Isser, Mevatel Isser Chachila. Bram, Hacha, Atmar, Belevatel, Mipnei Maris Ayin. That's not the Rabbanan. Against the Rush. No, it means that it's a situation of it's of kilayim. So it's maris ayin on a daraisa level, and once I switch it, so then it can all be different. Also, there's another. Again, the Mishnah in kilayim says in Perek Beis Halacha Beis. He quotes different shiurim for kilayim. Be emes amru kideroni kina shein nechalim mistar from echav esrim arba benov leisah. Quoting these shiurim, the Yerushalmi says, "Bodes be'emes amr means halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That are all these shiurim." Says the Mishnah Yavi. Says Rav Zhalti. So it sounds like these shiurim aren't regular kalatar kula shiurim. They're special maris ayin shiurim, special measures because kelayim is different. Or another context. And again, that's why, this, by the way, answers the question that we had at the beginning. How can you just put up a wall? Who cares about, what about Yenika underneath? The answer is no. When it comes to, according to Rov Rishonim, that the Isser of Yenika is not the issue when it comes to Kelayim against the Rimigash, but the issue is Irbov, what it looks like. The Gemara in Nida, we quoted this in another shiur. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Samachalav, discusses, what if I have a beged that there was a string in it that I lost? Right, there was a beged made out of wool, and there's a linen string somewhere, and I can't find it. Beged she'avad bo kilayim. Says the Gemara, you shouldn't sell it to a goy, because he might end up selling it to a Jew. Right, lo yim kereda lo v'kachavim. Well, he has an emadas l'chamar, and you shouldn't even use it for sitting on, because you might come to use it for wearing. So that's the Gemara. Ask Tosfos, why don't you say bittel? One string in a whole beged? So why isn't there bittel barov? That's Tosfos kasha. Yim tov, v'liftel baruba. Kedamrinim besof tamura, gabi seir nazir, shene erag bebeged, yidolek liftel baruba. V'yeshlomar Tosfos answers, V'yeshlomar de l'shayach bitul barov elak she iser ma'ura beheter. Bitul is only when you have an iser that got mixed up in a heter. Aval kilayim, she shneim heter, v'ne'esaren ayidei taroves. You only say bitul when there's iser and heter, and the iser gets mixed into the heter. Here, the two things are mutter separately. It's just usser because of their mixture. You don't say bitul when the issue is two heterim that come and create an iser. Maybe because there's no clash by two heterim. Remember the Ran in a Durham Daf Nun Beis. But that is the sort of Tosfos. Ask the Rosh here, what about Basar V'Chalav? Basar V'Chalav has bitul. And therefore, there are two items. Isn't that like Yilayim? So the Rosh says that's a special form of Basar V'Chalav, Derech Bishul Asur Torah. That's a Chiddush, and therefore we can't. That's different. What about our Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi asks about Bittul, right? Our Yerushalmi, the case of Kilayim, which is how can you mevatel es alchachila, right? And our question is comparing, which is might not be a good assumption, but our question is comparing Kilay Begadim to Kilay Zrum and Kilay Akerem. But if you say that, so there's no bittul by shatnez. There's no bittul by kilayim. So says the Torah Zraim on page mem here in the sefer. That's exactly the answer of the Yerushalmi. Bittul is in shayach here. It's an issue of maris ayin. It's not an issue of bittul. The second that it doesn't look like kilayim, it's not a problem. Ela ikar time adai dinu al pima de mavur baharmi mekomos b'mesech azu. The ikri yisod dina dekalei zraim tali b'maris ha'ayin. V'ayinu kol zriya sheishbu erbuvya lefi maris ha'ayin asurim shim kalei zraim. Avalim ein ba erbuvya az lo chayshinam klam mashi yonkim zemizeh. Don't worry about it. And that's the Rambam, and that's the Rashi v'chulu. And therefore, it's not a question of bittul. And therefore, there's no problem with that tosfos. Okay, some of the yisodos when it comes to issues of kilayim.